But Jeremiah 31, at that time, declares the Lord. So there's a timing involved. I will be the Lord. I will be the God of all clans of Israel, every tribe. Got it? Mm-hmm. And they will be my people. Doesn't say might. It says they will be. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the desert. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt. So this is way before everything was destroyed, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years. Amen? Amen. O Virgin Israel, again you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. Again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria, and the farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. That is happening now. That is not something that is going to happen in the future. It's already in progress. This is what the Lord says. Sing with joy for Jacob. Shout for the foremost of the nations. Make your praises heard and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Notice the word remnant. See, I will bring them from the land of the north, which is obviously Russia, and many other nations, and gather them from the ends of the earth. That includes? Right. Among them will be the blind, the lame, the expectant mothers, and women in labor. A great throng will return, and they will come with weeping. They will pray as I bring them back. Did you hear the point? They will pray. Many of the Israelites that came out of Egypt didn't pray. They complained. That's the difference that I believe as the remnant is restored and relocated. They will pray. I will lead them beside streams of water on level paths where they will not stumble. Aha. Notice the difference. They were stumbling. Now they're not stumbling. Because I am Israel's father, and Ephraim is my firstborn son. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. I want you to realize, O nations. Because there is a word here, not just for the Israel or the Christians. It's for the nations. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will ransom Jacob, which is the man of flesh, the usurper, the one that's full of tricks. And we talked about him earlier. We all have one. It's our soul. Think about your soul. It'll try to do anything it can to erase or eradicate anything that's uncomfortable. Oh, I should have heard an amen. I didn't hear a word. I'm not the only one that has a soul here. Amen?
Amen.
But the bottom line is, see, the Lord will ransom Jacob. So who's on the job to change you and me?
The Lord.
Yeah. He's not going to do it just to Israel. He's going to do it to all of those who call him Father. The redeemed from the hands of those stronger than they. Get a clue. The Lord will ransom Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain and the new wine and the oil, the young of the flock and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. The maidens will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because her children are no more. This is what the Lord says. Refrain and restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. So there's a reward at the end of the line. They will return from the land of the enemy. Did you hear that? They will return from the land of the enemy. Where are we living?
Land of the enemy.
The prince of the power of the air is still in the control room trying to control his creation. And his manipulation is ongoing. So, I will return from the land of the enemy, so there is hope for your future, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. You say this is pretty lengthy, but there's a message. I have surely heard Ephraim moaning. You disciplined me like an unruly calf, and I have been disciplined. Restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord my God. After I strayed, I repented. After I came to understand, I beat my breast. I was ashamed and humiliated because I bore the disgrace of my youth. Is it not Ephraim, my dear son, the child in whom I delight? Though I often speak against him, I still remember him. Therefore, my heart yearns for him. I have great compassion for him, declares the Lord. Set up road signs, put up guideposts, take note of the highway, the road that you take. Return, O virgin Israel, return to your towns. How long will you wander, O unfaithful daughter? The Lord will create a new thing on earth. A woman will surround a man. That's the bride. That's the bride. You need to see it as the bride. Who are they surrounding? They're surrounding Jesus. Even if they have not known him and rejected him, they will surround him. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. When I bring them back from captivity, the people in the land of Judah and in its towns will once again use these words. The Lord bless you, O righteous dwelling, O sacred mountain. People will live together in Judah and all its towns, farmers and those who move about with their flock. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. At this I awoke and looked around. My sleep had been pleasant to me. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the offspring of men and animals, just as I watched over them to uproot and tear down and to overthrow and to destroy and bring disaster. So, if you haven't got a little circle around this part, you should. I will watch over them to build and to plant and to declare the Lord. In those days, people will no longer say. So are we talking about a future date or are we talking about now?
Now.
Now. The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for his own sins. Whoever eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set at edge. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. Did Jesus start a new covenant?
Yes.
Is Israel still looking at it?
Yeah.
Yes. And they're not hopping on just yet, but they will. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after the time, declares the Lord. After what time?
That time.
Ah. I will put my laws in their minds. Oh, really? What did we talk about all morning?
Soul.
I will put my laws in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness. I will remember their sins on a regular basis and remind them consistently.
No, it doesn't say that.
That's not what your Bible says?
No.
Mine says, I will remember their sins.
No more.
Uh-huh. So who wants to remind you of your sins? Yeah. This is what the Lord says. He who appointed the sun to shine by day, who declares the moon and the stars to shine by night, who stirs up the seas so that its waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. Only if these decrees vanish from my sight, declares the Lord, will the descendants of Israel ever cease to be a nation before me. That's a promise. This is what the Lord says. Only if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when this city will be rebuilt for me. From the towers of Hananel to the corner gate, the measuring line will stretch from there straight to the hills of Gareb, and then turn to Goa. The whole valley where dead bodies and ashes are thrown, and all the terraces out of the Kindron Valley, on the east as far as the corner of the Horse Gate, will be holy to the Lord. The city will never again be uprooted or demolished. The city will never again be demolished or destroyed. Why? Because he says it wouldn't be. A lot of people consider the last days to be hopeless. I can tell you this. The Lord is not a respecter of persons, but he does love his own. He hasn't changed his mind about loving them. It also should be important for you and I to intercede for them as the Lord leads you. A few weeks ago, the Lord told me 21 days to hold that oil and put it over the city of Jerusalem. It was in my office and it stayed there. This morning he said to take it back out. I believe when I put that oil on the scar, on the bread, that the Lord is healing the scar. The scar is probably more than on Jesus' body for his own that rejected him. Because when your own reject you, it hurts more than when a stranger rejects you. It is more painful. Because you're expecting them to wake up and you want them brought to life. And when they choose death consistently, it hurts.
Amen.
Much more than if it's a stranger that you don't know. Where there's relationship, there is accountability, and there is emotions and feelings that you can't deny. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take your right hand and put it over your left side just below your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This morning we lift up Israel.
This morning we lift up Israel.
All of the Israelites.
All of the Israelites.
The Hebrews included.
Have
a scar tissue.
Have a scar tissue.
On our Savior Jesus.
On our Savior Jesus.
And it hurts him.
And it hurts him.
To watch the rejection.
To watch the rejection.
We're asking for a change of heart.
We're asking for a change of heart.
On behalf of the Jews?
On behalf of the Jews.
And all the Israelites?
And all the Israelites.
That they will awaken?
That they will awaken.
And the pain?
And the pain.
That Jesus has carried?
That Jesus has carried.
Because he was so rejected?
Because he was so rejected.
Will diminish today?
Will diminish today.
Because of our intercession?
Because of our intercession.
We call the Jews forth?
We call the Jews forth.
To their homeland?
To their homeland.
Which is Christ?
Which is Christ.
The anointed one.
The anointed one.
Who came to save?
Who came to save?
Not to destroy.
Not to destroy.
Who came to heal?
Who came to heal?
Not to destroy.
Not to destroy.
I give you praise, my Lord.
I give you praise, my Lord.
That today, the body of Christ, helps to carry. We give you praise. We give you praise for the healing of our Savior, the healing of the wounded ones, those that have judged the Lord, those that have condemned the Lord. We ask for grace and favor on our Savior and on the body of Christ who has divided them from us in Jesus' name. Say, Father, I thank you. As I am led of you, I will continue to intercede
for the full restoration
and the full recreation of your holy land in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it.